bubble wah blah bam boom. Wah bubble wah blah bam boom.
Del rock and roll al punk, del soul al funk, del pop al grunge y la música alternativa. Una guía indispensable con la lista definitiva de los mejores discos, con la música anglosajona de los últimos 60 años, seleccionada y comentada por 90 críticos musicales de prestigio internacional. Mil y un discos, aquí en Radio Universidad.
Bienvenidas y bienvenidos. Este es el programa número 58 de la serie, hoy con el cantante norteamericano Bob Dylan y su producción del año 1965 titulada Highway 61 Revisitor. Apareció en el sello discográfico Columbia con la producción de Bob Johnston.
Finger said to Louis the King, I got 40 red, white, blue shoestrings and 1,000 telephones that don't ring. Do you know where I can get rid of these things? And Louis the King said, let me think for a minute, son. Then he said, yes, I think it can be easily done. Just take everything down to Highway 61. Told the first father that things weren't right. My complexion, she says, is much too white. He said, come here and step into the light. He says, you're right. Let me tell the second mother this has been done. But the second mother was with the seventh son, and they were both out on Highway 61. He was very bored, trying to create a next world war. He found a promoter who nearly fell off the floor. He said, I never engaged in this kind of thing before, but yes, I think it can be very easily done. We'll just put some bleachers out in the sun and have it on Highway 61.
Desde que el estreno del ballet La consagración de la primavera del compositor ruso Igor Stravinsky en 1913 provocara un escándalo en el Théâtre des Champs-Élysées, no ha habido revolución en el mundo de la música que haya causado la controversia que suscitó la actuación eléctrica de Bob Dylan en el Newport Folk Festival el 25 de julio de 1963. Kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud.
so proud about having to be scrounging your next meal. How does it feel? How does it feel to be without a home? Like a complete unknown.
Pero la molestia de los puristas se diluyó un mes después en los gritos de júbilo de los fans que aclamaron la salida de su nuevo disco, Highway 61 Revisited.
Find a school, all right, Miss Lonely, but you know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with a mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not selling any alibis as you stare into the vacuum of his eyes and say, do you want to make a deal? And the clowns when they all did tricks for you. Never understood that it ain't no good. You shouldn't let other people get your kicks for you. You used to ride on a chrome horse with your diplomat, who carried on his shoulder a Siamese cat. Ain't it hard when you discover that he really wasn't where it's at, after he took from you everything he could steal? How does it feel? How does it feel?
Changing all precious gifts, but you better take your diamond ring, you better pawn it, babe. You used to be so amused at Napoleon in rags and the language that he used. Go to him now, he calls you, you can't refuse. When you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose. You're invisible now, you got no secrets to conceal. How does it feel? Ah, how does it feel? Like a rolling stone.
Bob Dylan había empezado ya su transformación de folk y acústico a rockero electrificado en la cara A del disco anterior, Bringing It All Back Home, y acabó reescribiendo las leyes de la música popular.
They're selling postcards of the hanging. They're painting the passports brown. The beauty parlor is filled with sailors. The circus is in town. Here comes the blind commissioner. They've got him in a trance. One hand is tied to the tightrope walker. The other is in his pants. And the riot squad, they're restless. They need somewhere to go. As Lady and I look out tonight from Desolation Row.
Un éxito como Like a Rolling Stone, ese himno empapado de órgano, ya no tenía que ceñirse a la frontera de los 3 minutos. De hecho, solo 2 de las 9 pistas del álbum duran menos de 4 minutos. Y el poderoso número final, Desolation Row, va más allá de los 11.
Betty Davis style. And in comes Romeo, he's moaning. You belong to me, I believe. Then someone says you're in the wrong place, my friend. You'd better leave. And the only sound that's left after the ambulances go is Cinderella sweeping up on Desolation Road. Now the moon is almost hidden. The stars are beginning to hide. The fortune-telling lady has even taken all her things inside. All except for Cain and Abel and the hunchback of Notre Dame. Everybody is making love or else expecting rain. And the good Samaritan, he's dressing. He's getting ready for the show. He's going to the carnival tonight on Desolation Row. Ophelia, she's 'neath the window. For her I feel so afraid. On her 22nd birthday, she already is an old maid. To her death is quite romantic. She wears an iron vest. Her profession's her religion. Her sin is her lifelessness. And though her eyes are fixed upon Noah's great rainbow, she spends her time peeking into Desolation Row. Einstein disguised as Robin Hood, with his memories in a trunk. Passed this way an hour ago with his friend, a jealous monk. Now he looked so immaculately frightful as he bummed a cigarette. Then he went off sniffing drain pipes and reciting the alphabet. You would not think to look at him, but he was famous long ago for playing the electric violin on Desolation Row. sexless patience. They are trying to blow it up. Now his nurse, some local loser, she's in charge of the cyanide hole. And she also keeps the cards that read, "Have mercy on his soul." They all play on the penny whistle. You can hear them blow. If you lean your head out far enough from Desolation Row. Across the street, they've nailed the curtains. They're getting ready for the feast. The Phantom of the Opera in a perfect image of a priest. Here a spoon-feeding Casanova to get him to feel more assured. Then they'll kill him with self-confidence after poisoning him with words. And the Phantom shouting to skinny girls, "Get out of here if you don't know. Casanova is just being punished for going to Desolation Row." At midnight, all the agents and the superhuman crew come out and round up everyone that knows more than they do. Then they bring them to the factory where the heart attack machine is strapped across their shoulders. And then the kerosene is brought down from the castles by insurance men who go check to see that nobody is escaping to Desolation Row. Praise be to Nero's Neptune. The Titanic sails at dawn. Everybody's shouting, "Which side are you on?" And Ezra Pound and T.S. Eliot fighting in the captain's tower, while calypso singers laugh at them and fishermen hold flowers. Between the windows of the sea, where lovely mermaids flow, and nobody has to think too much about Desolation Row.
Con canciones tan sagaces y refinadas como Just Like Tom Tom's Blue, que se pasaba por el forro los estribillos cantables, Highway 61 Revisitor obtuvo un tremendo éxito de ventas que definió al cantautor como la figura dominante del rock. La voz de Bob Dylan, aunque en este disco está más acertada y potente que nunca, tampoco era el gancho comercial. Lo atractivo era precisamente lo que decía, en clara oposición a como lo decía, otro cambio de paradigma para el género.
Yes, I received your letter yesterday about the time the dawn I broke, when you asked me how I was doing. Was that some kind of joke? All these people that you mentioned, yes, I know them, they're quite lame. I had to rearrange their faces and give them all another name.
good. Don't send me no more letters, no. Not unless you mail them from Desolation Row.
Ningún disco anterior de música popular ha sido tan debatido y estudiado como Highway 61 Revisitor, pero la eficacia de las piezas es aún mayor cuando se las saca del aula. No hacen falta guías didácticas para disfrutar de la pura adrenalina de Tombstone Blues o From a Week 6, lo cual es probablemente la razón por la que Bob Dylan se pasó al rock and roll.
Soon hit the harder stuff. they said they'd stand behind me when our game got rough. But the joke was on me, there was nobody even there to bluff. I'm going back to New York City, I do believe I've had it.
El día de hoy aquí la presencia musical del cantautor norteamericano Bob Dylan con su producción del año 1965 titulada Highway 61 Revisited. Espero que lo hayan disfrutado plenamente y les hago la invitación para que escuchen el próximo programa de esta serie. Por lo pronto el día de hoy, muchísimas gracias. Nos escuchamos en el siguiente de la serie. No se lo pierdan.
She keeps me here. She's a junkyard angel and she always gives me bread. Well, if I go down, dying, you know she bound to put a blanket on my bed.
Radio Universidad presentó uno más de los mil y un discos. Edición dirigida por Robert Dimery en Random House Mondadori. Tercera nueva edición 2007, Barcelona, España. Producción Rafael Soto Félix. Presentación y realización, Jaime Hernández Montes.